I'm using my energy to take off the weights.
Absolutely.
So in the end, I kick your ass.
This is the playbook.
As soon as I started caring, being less attached about the outcome of the success and the money, and the intentions going into things coming from a more pure place, the opportunities doubled. All the things I wanted to happen happened without even trying. I just got a tattoo right here. Don't try. And Charles Bukowski wrote that on his tombstone.
Yeah.
And just the idea, even sitting here with you, if I was the old me would try to take the wheel and steer my music career the way I needed to be, like, I wouldn't be sitting here doing a podcast. You know what I mean? Like, but it's been so special because I just went with the flow of like where life, the pivots that life have given me. Realizing that in hindsight, I look back and I realize that's why I've been rewarded, because I always jumped. I didn't get in my own way too much.
Right.
You know what I mean? But
see, I think you put like, don't, like if I was my tombstone, I put don't try, ... allow.
Exactly. Yeah.
And allowance is an activity. It takes a lot of free will.
Absolutely.
To allow things. Like the biggest misnomer are these, you know, counterintuitive thoughts. Like allowance is a counterintuitive thought. Mm. People don't know how much free will, activity, action, and hard work needs to be put into allowing things.
Absolutely.
It's crazy.
Absolutely.
The analogy that I came up with most recently, which may even help you in your transformation, is that as you try, so if we're running a race against each other, let's say we're going to run a marathon, you and I,
right.
You're faster, stronger, et cetera. Well, and you're trying. And I'm allowing.
Mm-hmm.
What allowing means to me is that I'm focusing the same amount of energy that you are to go faster, stronger, and longer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm taking the same amount of energy to clear the interference to the power that I'm already connected to.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we may both start a race with 100 pounds on our backs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, by you trying and creating resistance, like you even showed it physically, you're adding weights. While when I'm allowing, I'm using my energy to take off the weights.
Absolutely.
So in the end, I kick your ass.
Absolutely.
Because you end up with, you don't give me how strong and fast you are. If you have 200 pounds and I have 10, I'm gonna kill you.
Exactly.
And that's truly the analogy I use for life. I'm literally constantly going, okay, here's my highest frequency. Ooh, I'm creating resistance, right? I'm creating an interference. The need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, angry, frustrated, anxious, resentful. All of these things are just adding weights to my back, and they used to, and they probably still do sometimes.
Yeah.
But even worse than adding weights is they also set me in the wrong trajectory and accelerate me into the wrong trajectory.
Absolutely.
Whereas allowance keeps me at peace, moving steadily, which when I say steadily, I mean enjoying the consistent everyday, persistent without quit pursuit of that potential, that true trajectory, not an offset trajectory based off of ego-based emotions,
absolutely,
insecurities, and illusions that we create. People create their own illusions.
Absolutely.
You give me any situation, I'll find the light, the love, and the lessons in it. Why? Because I practice it.